Well, I'm just reading the last thing. We were opposed to the foundation, but they should have been opposed to the foundation when it was poured.
There was no...
But there was no permit.
There was no permit for the foundation.
Yeah, and that's and what I'm saying. That's where we're stuck.
We're stuck with the issues with of the committee, which we had, that was 10 years ago or whenever it was.
Yeah. You know, somebody didn't do it right, so then we come along, and it's like, okay, now we have to...
Oh, you've inherited a mistake.
Exactly, right. Exactly.
But it's a mistake.
It's a mistake.
Right. It is. And it's like, knowing this now, I would have walked away from it. You know, it's like, it's just, it's a money pit. It's like, that's really what it's come down to.
Like I was saying before, all the utilities have to be redone.
No, it's a money pit, depending on... If you've already got your floor plan designed, you've got approximately, what, 1,000 square feet?
Right.
Yeah. Give or take.
1,024, I think. Yeah.
And, you know, can it be done? Well, yeah.
Sure.
You don't have a slab on it yet.
Right.
You don't have your underslab plumbing in it yet. Can it be done differently? Well, yeah, it can. But, you know, right now, currently, you've got to have a foot and a half hanging over. Now, that could be... It could be changed. I mean, it could be a patio. And a patio would... What are the... We went through this a couple of months ago. What were the patio, the setback, if you had...
5 feet. In a garage, if this... In one of the original plans showed the house in a garage. So this looks like the garage part of it. It could have set within 5 feet of that line.
See, that's why I call this a garage. That's why I could make this look like a house. Huh. Is because that, see how they got that cut out for the garage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I couldn't get everything figured out here. Why couldn't you, I mean, your river, why couldn't you shorten up the eaves?
Yeah, that's the 2006 permit.
On
but
the
then
side.
It had a couple, three owners after
enough
that.
Enough to offset this.
Make it ugly. But
well, it would. I mean, Creedence building 100 of them right now.
Well,
yeah.
Do you intend to have a garage? I didn't see if you've got a floor plan.
No, we're not planning on it. This is going to be a 32 by 32 building.
Right.
But a garage and a carport.
No carport.
No.
It's not going to be a full-time residence of ours. It's going to be a part-time.
You don't want to make it four stories tall, do you?
No,
I don't.
Huh?
Kind of give her that.
I don't want to make it two.
Yes, no, I needed to give it to her. I just hadn't had time.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
yes, you did.
Is the foot and a half that important in this situation? That's what it boils down to.
Well, on their part, it's pretty important because it's already poured. It's already poured. In our situation, we're creating, you know, again, we every time we do this, you know, it's like we set a precedent.
And it just seems like there's so many issues over there in that area. The more that we talk to the neighborhood, they're saying, oh, this has been going on over here for years.
Yeah, one guy in the air conditioner is sitting on the other
guy can't
property.
Go to his backyard to cut grass without walking through the other neighbor's property. And it's like, it just was a...
You know, you ask forgiveness, not permission. They didn't pour it. And I'm inclined to give them that foot and a half myself. They bought it unknowingly. However, three other owners apparently decided not to go through the hassle and try to do this and resell the property.
Well, I don't think there's enough room for a garage and a house, feasibly.
Well, there really isn't.
Yeah, there's not. The other thing is that...
Yeah, they're all over.
And that's when we start realizing that's why they put the foundation where it's located. You know, had they moved it a foot more, it would have been wonderful.
Well,
we've heard different stories. You know, they found other lake property they like better.
Yeah. Well, the other issue that you're going to have if you decide to make this into a house, like we were discussing earlier, is that you're going to have a soffit that's probably going to be at least 12 inches.
No,
so
that includes the soffit around it.
Oh, so you're asking for the 5.5 foot setback includes the soffit.
Right.
I see. Okay.
12-inch soffit.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And there's also we could eliminate that on that side too if we really had to.
Well, it's like you said, it's going to make it ugly. you know, and it's on a drain.
It's, but it's on the north side against all the trees, you'll never see it.
Right.
Because we, you know, we'd approach the house from the other side all the time.
So at that point, we wouldn't need a variance.
Well, it'd be six and a half, but you'd still need a six-inch variance.
It's a six-inch, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, being new in the area.
You might be able to make that up if you cut your soffit back some, just do a short soffit. You might be able to make that work, right?
Well, that's only a short, that's a six-inch soffit. That's not much.
Well.
Patio, yeah, maybe doable, though.
Again, the wall itself is going to be 6.5 feet if he's asking for the wall itself is going to be 6.5 feet, and that the 12-inch soffit would, so, I mean, in reality, the structure is going to be 6.5 feet, if I'm reading this right.
Right.
From the property line, the structure wall is going to be 6.5 feet.
Five and a half.
So then.
4.5 to the end of the fascia. If we go 6 inches to the fascia. We don't count gutter.
With the 12-inch fascia.
Yeah, or 5.5 wall, 12-inch soffit. To the fascia. Your soffit will be a little less. But
okay.
Because it's a 4-foot, 6-inch variance.
Now I'm tracking with you. Yeah. I kept on seeing this 5.5.
Yeah,
and that was,
it always depends.
That was throwing me. Now I'm tracking with you. Okay.
From the house or from the line.
Gotcha.
And apparently that setback line is not a utility easement at all. We've checked with the sewer company, and they have no future plans for nothing. Because all the sewers are out in the street. And there's nothing to
do. Where did your sewer come into this foundation?
It comes into it. Okay, point it out to here. Okay. Right here we have a lift station. It comes out and runs right down through here. And it's tied in right about there.
How close is... So you're going to pour concrete over the sewer line?
No. No, this is the dimension line. That's the building line.
I understand that, but I thought you were going to build a patio or something there.
Oh, yeah. It's just going to be a deck, a wooden deck.
Oh, but it's going to be on top of the sewer line.
It'll be on top of the floor.
He's actually asking for a 4 foot
from your grinder tank?
6 variance. Mm-hmm. The wall itself is going to be, so the wall would be at 5'5", but then the 12-inch opening is going to make it.
If anything comes like that, you just cut it right here and take it around the front.
But again, it's a, you know.
Is that your grinder pump right there in the rock wall with the white pipes sticking out?
The variance that he's asking for is 4'6", which would be the measurement from the soffit to the property line.
See that pipe?
Because the wall.
That's why I'm starting all my questions, and I think
it should be 7.
Well,
so we're both,
I work for the sewer department, so they're going to frown on you building anything on top of
it. He does it as a
pressure line from your
the difference of it's only 5 foot setback.
Well, it depends on, I don't know. What would that be?
That is his part. From the grinder pump to him is his.
Yes, but with this going.
But it'll gravity to the grinder, right?
Okay.
Yeah. It'll make smaller
house. If it's going to cover
the wall itself,
yeah, it just needs
to and go to the main, which I don't know how that lays there because I've never been to that lot.
5'5", 5'5", 5'5", 5'5".
Yeah,
I don't know. The wall for that, because are they going to go so by the date? You know, 2005. Is it going to be the date that the house was built or when the foundation was built? I don't know how they're going to look.
Yeah,
probably going to change on the.
Yes.
Well, we would maintain liability for that.
But he could set that wall back within.
I have to write that in.
I mean, when he poured
well, it's immaterial to me.
He could easily set it back.
I mean, I know some places sort of
all they do is make his footprint.
Well,
smaller.
Yeah. You're liable for everything from, of course, the grinder in to your house.
Right. I get the point. They don't want to move
but
the wall.
But it depends on when that grinder is put in. Whether they
well,
look
they
at
just, they don't
if they look at day they build you build this house, you're liable for the grinder.
Don't get foot sure.
all yeah. the way to the main.
When they pour a slab, just build a slab on the grave.
Living there.
Yeah, and that's
house on the slab.
You know,
we include that much.
Sure.
I guess that was my
and wouldn't need a variance.
That was my initial thought. Is if you had a, like you're saying, pour a slab on grave,
then you could move the wall.
You could move the front of it forward and wind up with the same situation.
Yeah, that's just...
Well, you wouldn't have to move the wall forward if you do...
Here's the sewer lines, Rick.
There's one here, and then these show the grinders. They've dropped down to that one, so doesn't show where it ties.
1024.
Like I say, when Eddie looks at this, or Brad, are they going to look at it?
Well, I thought they tied in for an RV there.
32 foot.
They've already, that's why that grinder pumps theirs, because they had an RV just sitting there.
Okay, well,
I remember Eddie talking to me about the RV just sitting there.
And that's, but, that's if they're walled dead in and they had no overhang at all.
Right.
That looks
cool. There's an existing grinder.
Yeah, I don't know.
But they're not showing it.
No. And it needs to be.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Then I would give him more. Yeah. 2.5 foot. Yeah.
But then what do you do with that? What were you suggesting?
For a while, there was. I remember
giving
that.
What variance?
Well, if he had moved his house wall back, that foot and a half, which puts the wall itself within the setback.
But it's, like I said, it's a stem wall of, you don't move that wall without cutting that thing off.
No, the house slab. Yeah, so the corner slab and move the wall, the plate back in a foot and a half.
So you have a foot and a half, basically have a foot and a half hanging out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, concrete just sitting there.
I'd hate to do that. That's going to put your water back into your house.
Well,
civil kind of owner.
Unless you get a good pitch.
That was what I was trying to think of. What do you do with that foot and a half? You can't do a whole lot, but if you had like 3 foot or 4 foot, if you had enough that you could push, that you could make a patio out of, you could at least make it usable. But in order to do that, you'd have to add that much more
to the front
of the house in order to get the same square footage, or you shrink the house.
So if we're looking, Scott, if we're looking at where the wall is, if we build on that, we're a 2.5 foot inside the setback at that point. Is that right?
If we have that.
With the soft.
Just the stem wall. If we go from the stem wall to the property line, that's 4.5 foot. Is that right?
I believe it's 5.5.
It's
5.5.
Yeah, so he's wanting to put a 12-inch overhang.
We're 1.5 within the setback.
Right.
At the edge of the wall. So if he puts a wall on that, it's at 5.5 foot.
Correct.
Which encroaches 1.5 feet.
Correct.
Without
if he had a zero overhang,
correct,
his total encroachment would be 1.5 feet.
Yes.
And if he'd do a 2-inch overhang or 3-inch, like a metal building or 4-inch, then you'd be moving up toward an 18-inch. 20-inch.
24.
Close to 2 foot.
Mm-hmm.
I just still don't see it being a problem, ever.
And the fact that it's existing, it's been there.
If it were a garage.
If it were a garage, it would be fine. Work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We wouldn't even be talking about it if it was a garage.
But I think if you do a motion for that, you need to limit these overhang. You're going to have to cut back the roof overhang and allow. You're looking at 18 inches now. Do you do 24? I mean, you've encroached.
6 inch overhang. That would be fine too.
You just want to get that'd be a 6-inch overhang. That would give him 2 foot encroachment. That still leaves 5 foot to the property line.
Whatever variance you give, he'll have to build that overhang to match that
to
variance.
To match it, right. Yeah. Well, we're just kind of trying to discuss what the minimum is.
Yep.
So
how you can use what you have and not...
Not bother the property owner next to you.
The guy next door.
Well, we want to be the good neighbor. We come into this blindly, and we don't want to upset anybody. But at the same time, it's like, well, how do we do this? It's like, we want to be fair, but at the same time, there's no place to really go without recreating the wheel. To take trees down, boulders relocated. Then you still are going to have boundaries to go by.
I keep going back to, if this were a garage or a shed,
we wouldn't
then we wouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's really just...